Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's just be single. Willing and able to mingle. Oh, you tell me that I'm perfect, but girl, I don't wanna be. Your heart is aching, and you tell me you don't want me to leave. But my body's saying something, and girl, I just gotta be free. You know that I'm the kind of man that treats you right. That when summer is nigh, that warm weather takes me to another place and starts to make me think twice. There's nothing I can tell you that you're doing wrong. You're perfect as perfect can be. You're not gonna like what I will tell you now, but it's the best for you and me. Just be safe, willing and able to mingle. Oh, you tell me that I'm perfect, but girl, I don't wanna be. Your heart is aching, and you tell me you don't want me to leave. But my body's saying something, and girl, I just gotta be free. You on the telephone, I'd listen and you'd talk for a while. Girl, I know that if I give you an inch, you'd take it a country mile. So don't be sad when you see that girl that has my ring on her left hand. I'll send you an invitation to the ball and introduce you to the best man. Let's just be safe, willing and able to mingle. Oh, you tell me that I'm perfect, but girl, I don't wanna be. Your heart is aching, and you tell me you don't want me to leave. But my body's saying something, and girl, I just gotta be free. Saying something, and girl, I just gotta be free.
Let's just be single. Is that a breakup line? Is that the best breakup line ever? Or
let's just be single. You know, if you ask if that's the best breakup line, you know, I was listening to the radio which apparently a lot of people don't do anymore. I was listening to the radio a while back and they said that some of the best breakup lines, or the number one breakup lines, are, let's just be single. I think we should start seeing other people, or I just need some space. You know, those are kind of the breakup line kind of phrases that people like to use. And
there are 50 ways to leave your lover.
That's right.
Paul Simon said.
Yeah.
And it's not about you. It's about me.
Yeah. There's a million different ways it could be done for sure. This song came with a real experience. This was an actual experience that I had, to where I was dating this girl from California. It was just, we were on and off with each other for about 4 years. And that's a long time to be on and off with someone. And we really had a lot of feelings for each other and developed a lot of feelings for each other. And she is a phenomenal person. One of the very best girls that you can possibly meet. You know, I've always been so up and down with that relationship, and she's just always been very steady and consistent. And so it was one of these things where I went and talked with her, and I wanted to just tell her, let's just be single. And that's hard. It is really hard to talk to somebody that you love and you absolutely revere, and for some reason you just don't feel like you need to keep going with it, whatever reason that is. And that was really hard for me to do. And so I came home from that talk with her, and then I wrote this song, Let's Just Be Single. And I was hurting so bad inside of my heart that I just thought, you know, what do I do? I just don't know how to really kind of get through it. And I thought, you know what? I just grabbed the guitar and I just started playing a little melody. And so a lot of the words from this song are the actual words that I used in our talk, in our breakup. There's a lot of lines in the song also that I totally threw in there that weren't part of the conversation. And that's just to kind of make the song a little more catchy, make it a little more not so generic and kind of thing. But the funny part to this story was, I get a call after the song was released from that girl. And she said, hey, I heard your new song. And I said, oh, okay, which one? And she said, Let's Just Be Single. I said, oh, okay. And she said, did you write that song about us? Because there was a lot of lyrics in there that sounded awfully familiar. And I said, well, I'll be completely honest with you. I said, that song I wrote about us and you. And after we broke up, you know, I went back home and I wrote that song. And what was funny is, for the next 30 minutes, I just laid the phone down with it on speaker, and she just chewed me out for the next half hour. So I was just sitting there just listening to her chew me out, and bless her heart, she had every right to say everything that she told me. And so after she was done with giving me an earful, my only response was, so when are we getting together? You know? So when do you want to hang out next, you know? I tell you what, I'm so bad. I play all kinds of mind games. It's not great. So we've spent time with each other since then. And she's, you know what? She's amazing. And she's totally forgiven me, luckily, for the whole song and everything. And she's told me, you know, don't write any more mean songs. And I said, yes, ma'am. You know, and a phenomenal girl that's really inspired some fun songwriting.
Have you played that song in front of her?
No, I have not. No. In fact, we haven't really even talked about it since.
Since the half hour, yeah, on the speakerphone.
Exactly. So that song was it definitely got me in a lot of trouble with her, you know. But that's the beauty about songwriting, is that you can actually take a real experience and you can put your heart and soul down on a piece of paper and put it into a guitar, and you can actually let your heart begin to be mended by the power of music. And that's really what this song was about me trying to mend my broken heart over the whole experience. And I was just so entertained by how things kind of played out once the song was released, and she called me and was very upset about it. And I'm not laughing that she was upset. I'm just laughing that I got in trouble for it, because, you know, this is something that, like, you see in a movie. Guy writes a song about breaking up with a girl. She hears it, calls him, and she's upset. And then afterwards, you're like, so when do you want to hang out? You know, it's like, come on. It's like, that's some Hollywood stuff. I mean, you can't make it up, you know. Every time I date a girl, they always start wondering, is that song about me? Or I hope that song's not going to be about me. And I've actually had a bunch of other girls that I've dated in the past contact me out of the blue and say, hey, did you write that about me? And I had to tell them, no, absolutely not. And I started thinking, geez, how many girls have I dated? And how many times have I used the phrase, let's just be single? And so it was one of those wake up calls to where it's kind of like, geez, you've dated a lot. And there's a lot of girls out there that apparently feel like you need to stop breaking up with them so much. So every time I date a girl and they start to get to know me and they hear the song, they just start thinking, because they voice it to me, you know, I'm never going to be that song, am I? And I'm like, oh, I hope not, but we'll see, you know, kind of thing. So,
well, you know, it seems like relationships get to a point where one or the other, you asks, where is this going? I guess the answer is, this is going to a place where we're both going to be single.
Right. That's exactly it. And that's what this song is all about. Is it's about that.
Because right, the answer is you're not ready for the commitment.
Right.
But you can't stay in non-commitment land forever with someone you're dating.
It's true.
You got to get married or move on. Is that sort of life's, you know, sort of biblical rule?
I think it is. And that's the thing that girls have talked to me about whenever we've broken up is, they're like, well, you can commit yourself 100% to the Marines and you do so well with that. And you can commit yourself to, you know, music, and you can commit yourself to being a pilot and flying people places. And, but you can't commit to me. You know, I hear that all the time. And they're like, I know you don't have commitment issues. You just don't want to commit. And I'm like, you're right. We're finally getting somewhere. You know, so I know. So I don't know. There's a lot more songs that can be written about really everything we've talked about, more than just let's just be single. Maybe I just need some space, or maybe, you know, maybe we should start seeing other people. It's kind of like that's to come.
100 ways to leave your lover.
Right.
Okay.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.